And
all right, peace.
This is
this is Let's Talk About It. Welcome to the show. And we're too strong today, two of us. And I want to give a shout out to those who are not with us. Shout out to Black Ops and to Miss E. But we're gonna try and steer this ship together. Myself along with Dean Geronimo, the sixth man. Dean Geronimo, brother.
Boy, I'm hanging on like an old loose tooth. You know how I do. Take it one day at a time and keep it easy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good, man. And listen, you know, we have some items to talk about. It's never a dull moment under these two pandemics, as I like to refer to them. Right. Being, once again, biological and one being a social. And so here we are, man.
Every day.
I know, man. So what's going on, man? Tell us, what you got going on. How was your week coming into this Thursday?
Right now, man, they got us on come into work, stay out of work, come back into work, work from home. So, really? You know, it's right now with the state employees, they got us kind of shut down, got us taking days off, trying to save the state some money, so they say. And, you know, so it's like one day we're in, the next 2, 3, 4 days we're out, come back in 3 or 4 days again. And then, you know, so we keep, it's that revolving door type thing. I'll be glad when the end of this month gets here, then that's over. They said we had to do 10 days, no pay. So we're going to figure all the other stuff out. You know what I mean?
10 days, no pay. Good Lord.
10 days. Furlough. When you hear that word furlough, they were like, at first they said furlough or layoff. So, right. You know, then it was like, all right, we're going to let y'all vote on it. And then we didn't get the information to vote. So they said, oh, we're going with the furloughs. Everybody has to do 10 days. You got to do it before the CARES Act expires. You get this, you get that. And I think they left some stuff out. So we're about to find out if it was all on the level of some things were done that resurface, you know, like when the light bulb gets turned on.
So, oh, wow.
Hey, but the Most High will bring us, it brought us to it, so he's going to bring us through it, you know what I mean? And
that's right.
Yeah. Each day, I'm still, as long as I wake up, I'm good. Like, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be. I got 7 more years, Jack.
That's it, man. That's all. That's all.
When 7 years come, I'm gonna be like, you know what? It's been a good ride, but I gotta wish y'all love, peace. So like my man Don Cornelius used to say, you know what I mean? So other than that, you know, just trying to stay cool because top of that, it's blazing hot outside. So
yeah. Well, listen, man, keeping you in my prayers, brother.
Appreciate it, bro.
Things go well with you concerning your job. You know, I know a lot of people, as a matter of fact, a couple of friends of mine that were furloughed and they're just going back to work. And so I know this has been hard, man, for a lot of people. And, you know, I know I complain a lot by, you know, working from home and, you know, dealing with people who I service because they can be a pain, but, you know, I can't get caught up in that. And I
have to remember, not at all.
I'm blessed that I have a gig myself, man, and then I'm able to maintain it, you know, during these trying times. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So
could be worse, bro.
It could be worse. It could be, you know, especially if you're a business owner. You know what I'm saying?
So, exactly. They start the game up. They say, all right, we're going to open everything back up. Then they put the brakes on it real quick.
Exactly.
And so, wait a minute. We didn't think about when we open the door. How many people were waiting outside? Like the motor vehicles is running through that now. They extended the extensions. So for everybody whose stuff is supposed to expire by May 31st, they have until September 30th. And the people who originally had like the stuff to extend to September 30th is now December 31st. So, you know, they've actually spread that out because they had like 6-7 people or six days a week they're open, but in
okay,
2 days they processed over 16,000 registrations, vehicle renewals, inspections, and all of that stuff. So they said, no, this ain't
okay.
Yeah,
Okay. Well, listen, man, we're here. I thank the Most High for looking after us.
Indeed.
I certainly hope, you know, people, you know, to stay the course, stay on code, don't get crazy, be safe out there. But listen, so, okay, we got our guest on. He's actually on. He wasted no time. So let me just say peace to my good brother, Mustafa Muhammad.
He's trying to get his video in mic right.
Okay. So while he's adjusting that and getting that right, you know, my good brother, he reached out to me a couple of days ago, and we were having a discussion about, you know, this pandemic of COVID-19. And many people who, you know, in the community of Plainfield and abroad, we know that Minister Mustafa is a part of the illustrious religious spiritual organization known as the Nation of Islam. He was once a minister, and I believe a regional or a district minister, and he's been very engaged in the community for years. He's also been a mayoral candidate. He has ran for mayor for Plainfield, and he's just been fully engaged, and he's been a longtime activist, not just in Plainfield, but abroad as well. And so, as is his custom, he's always on top of social issues that impact us, especially home. And I thank him for reaching out to me. He reached out to me a couple of days ago, and we had a discussion about this COVID-19. And Brother Mustafa, are you with us now?
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to get this video working. It's for some reason, they keep saying that my camera won't work, but
okay, I see.
I'm working on it.
Okay.
What type of phone you have? There you go. We see you now.
Okay.
Yes, right. Sir. So we see you. Let's get right to it. You and I were talking, and you had mentioned to me a product, but you jump in if I'm skipping some details, but concerning this COVID-19, and, you know, first of all, we've been hearing a lot of these doctors and these pundits on these news outlets. Some of us, we don't know what to believe. Then we hear that this strain is... This COVID-19 has been mute. I read a story about a mother who gave birth to a child, whereas she had no symptoms. She was asymptomatic, and the child was born with COVID-19. And it's not the only one. We're hearing, you know, one that before it thrived in the cold and the heat will kill it. Now we find out that's not altogether true. We know that this sickness, like I said, you can be asymptomatic, you can be fine, but yet still be a carrier. And there's no cure on the horizon. And we don't know if necessarily there is a cure to be on the horizon. But I don't want to jump the gun, but we know that the Most High, and I will say this, gives us what we need. And a lot of things are put already in the earth, and we already have things that we can use, but then it gets down and it boils down to the powers that be and how they can make money off of it. And they don't mind holding things back and letting people die off until they figure out how they can fill their coffers. And so, you know what? I'll leave that as a segue. Minister Mustafa, feel free to jump right in, brother.
Yes, sir. Well, greetings to you all. Greetings, Hotep, Shalom, Assalamu Alaikum. I am deeply honored for the privilege and the opportunity to come and speak with you wonderful brothers. Though I can't see them, I think I heard the voice of the General Storm Norm in the background.
Yeah, you did.
Okay, so I am very happy to finally catch up with you brothers. I've been trying for a while to reach you, but I know you're very, very busy. I just want to make a couple of corrections. I think I didn't hear everything that you said in the beginning, but yes, I served as a minister in Plainfield, New Jersey. I also did a little moving around and went through the South before my minister, Louis Farrakhan, and I assisted Dr. Benjamin Chavis in New York City in Miles Number 7. I am currently the chairperson of the Plainfield Local Organizing Committee in the city of Plainfield, New Jersey. Also currently, I am assisting and working along with Dr. Abdul Aleem Muhammad. He has the Abundant Life Clinic in Mitchellville, Maryland. He is a physician who started out as a surgeon in Harlem Hospital some many, many years ago. He has a 30-year track record, in particular what we're going to be discussing with today. And I think you all, you seem to be old enough to have been at the Million Man March. Yes. And so yes. You see Dr. Aleem stand a brother on the stage.
Yes.
Said his brother had full-blown AIDS, but he is completely cured today. Wow. So I just want to use that as a segue of what we're talking about and dealing with this COVID-19. There is so much, but there are some very fundamental things that we need to use as, I believe, as a platform and a base for this confusing time and so much disinformation, misinformation, you know, that we are hearing today on the networks, whether it be ABC, CBS, NBC, WRTV, CNN, CNA, or any other cable network news. We know, because History Best Rewards research, that we cannot trust the news media. And that's one thing I can agree with on Trump, which Trump won, that the news media delivers to us fake news because they practice mind control. We also know that we cannot trust our open enemies who robbed us from the shores of Africa over some 400 years ago. They say they brought us here in the year of, you know, 1619, but we know that historically facts say that they took us from our homeland in the year 1555. Now, since then, they have built institutions that not only have endorsed, perpetuated, and sanctified the myth of our inferiority, but they have always, always did everything to destroy us, whether it be on a physical level, whether it be through their institutions, whether it be, you know, through medicines and what have you. So fast forward today, we know that we cannot trust them. Tuskegee historically gives us that example. That's just one example. But there are other examples throughout history that says that we cannot trust them and we cannot trust their medicines. Systematically and methodically, you know, the Rockefeller Foundation destroyed 13 independent black hospitals that existed throughout our communities around the country. Not only that, just of recently, and you're paying attention because you're very conscious, brothers, they have defunded all the hospitals that are in basically our communities and left very few there. Fast forward again, there is something that cures the virus. There is prevention. There is we have access to diagnosis and we have access to treatment. That is alpha interferon. Notice that you will always hear very little about Cuba is flattening the curve of coronavirus around the world, but they never tell you what they're using. China's flattening the curve, but they never tell you what they're using, because what they're using is interferon. Alpha interferon is a natural substance that cannot, you cannot put a patent on it. And as a result of that, not being able to put a patent on it, they can't charge you thousands of dollars for it. So the CDC, along with special interest groups and politicians and pharmaceutical companies, keep it from being legalized in America. Nevertheless, it is here under the trade name of Paxlovid as a supplement, a protein supplement. Dr. Aleem was just speaking on another radio conference just right before I came to your show, and they was asking about, well, is it really a supplement? No, it's not really a protein supplement, but that's the only where they will allow it to come to the public in the United States of America. So that's Paxlovid. Paxlovid bovine supplement is really alpha interferon. I don't know if you heard on July 4th on our Independence Day, because that's the day that Master Farad Muhammad came to America to raise the honorable Elijah Muhammad for us. So that's our Independence Day. The Honorable Mr. Louis Farrakhan spoke on that day, and he is the epitome of confirmation when it comes to us as a people. One thing they never call him, and that is a liar. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan stood up and spoke on July 4th and said that we want alpha interferon. We will not take none of your vaccines, and if you pass laws and try to force it on us, we will fight to the death before we take your poison. Open the shores and open up and lift the embargo from Cuba because we want alpha interferon B2. Now, there are many different aspects to alpha interferon. Alpha interferon B2 is the injection. Nevertheless, we have the one that you can administer through your mouth or through your nose that you can use at home. However, we need it all because we need to save 43 million black people just to begin with. And after saving our own, we need to save humanity. God will not deliver to Trump nor these wicked people the remedy for what they allowed to happen and what is being a chastisement for them all over the world. So with that, I'm going to conclude on that and open up for some questions if you want to ask me some questions. But we have access to, we're working along with Dr. Arlene. We are distributors for him with the Paxamune. If you want to get it individually for your household, for your family and your friends, and I suggest that you do, or you can help us in this movement. We are creating a movement. It's called Your Immunity Project, Your Immunity Project. You can work along with us and you can help us to save our people. But first off, we need to get this prevention and this treatment to our people. I'm open for any questions if you'd like to ask.
All right. All right. Geronimo, do you have any questions for
Assalamu alaikum, bro.
Wa alaikum salam.
For those who are listening and who are watching right now, you said it's called Our Immunity.
Your Immunity.
Your Immunity. What's last? Your Immunity Project.
Yes, sir.
Where can they sign up, log in, or get more information on that?
Okay. If you have, is there any way I can send that to you all? If you can give me that information, or what I can do, they can go to my Facebook page.
Okay.
They can go to my Facebook page. That's Mustafa Muhammad. Mustafa Muhammad on Facebook, or elect Mustafa Muhammad 2017, and you will be able to see it. Or you can email me at MustafaMuhammad15@gmail.com. That's MustafaMuhammad15@gmail.com for that information and any other information in that regard. As far as Dr. Aleem is concerned, or as far as dealing with the Paxamune, or getting it for yourself, getting access to it, getting information about it, getting the breakdown on it, they can contact me on those platforms.
Appreciate that, my brother.
Okay. Sure. And now, let me ask you, Mustafa, so is it more of a holistic, natural substance,
That is produced. It's not a medicine. Dr. Aleem says it's not a medicine. However, we can send you the breakdown of it, but it's not considered a medicine. That's why they can't put a patent on it. You know, when it's a medicine or it's produced in a laboratory, like the medicines and the diseases in the fields that we are dealing with today, insofar as these diseases are concerned and their medicines and their protocols, they have patents on them. Like COVID-19, with this up to 40 strains, they have patents on them. They were created in a laboratory. You know, just like HIV, AIDS, and SARS, and all the rest of them, they created them in a laboratory. So just like that medicine, so there's patents on them. You can't put a patent on alpha interferon. It's a natural substance.
Okay. Geronimo, you have any more questions on this?
No, I understand fully because once you do that, they do those FDA trials on the animals and all that other stuff and try to find out how it would react to humans. And I guess their little experiment with COVID-19 got out of control, and now they're trying to reel it back in. So now you talk about alpha interferon, which is totally different. You can't run those clinical trials. You can't run all of those different things. So now it comes the backlash, possibly. And I'll ask you, Brother Muhammad, are they fearing that we're putting that alpha interferon, making people aware of what it is, and it's not a medicine, but are they fearful that it will disrupt the pharmaceutical industry?
Absolutely. It's all about money, and really it's about the fall of America. See, unfortunately, our people believe, and unfortunately, so many of us believe and the world believe that America is not falling. You know, the COVID-19 is many different strains, and the plagues of the plague in America are just a small piece of what has already happened. They want to blame COVID-19,
right?
But it's much bigger than COVID-19. You know, the institutions have already failed because of their greed, you know, but they want to blame it on COVID-19. In 2008, if you remember that, in 2008, and with all the bailouts with our brother, they hyped it up and they made it look like it was still standing strong. One of the biggest reasons that the Trump administration in America seemed not to have supplies because the trade embargoes that he so-called created came as a result of their own economy. Their own economy and their money is not no good. Now, I'm 64 years old, and so I remember, I'm going to give you a small example. I remember when I was a child, dollar, I was like a rich man because with a dollar, as a little boy, I could go to the movies, and I could buy candy bars bigger than any candy bar you can get today. And it would cost you close to $2. I can get it for a nickel. I can get the movies for a quarter. And I can get a bag full of candy, penny candy, bag full of candy. And I can get the largest popcorn and the largest soda. But, you know, price stability killed the dollar. See, Nixon took the dollar off the gold standard in 1971. And ever since then, the dollar's been falling in value. So now if you are a world traveler and you travel abroad, you know that when you go abroad, they don't want American money. So nobody wants American money. She's bankrupt. Her debt is no more good. She can't write no blank checks no more. They have to pay people in gold. But they done robbed their own country of the gold. So now they can't get anything because they outsource everything, and everything is produced or outside of America. So she's short of supplies. America can't get supplies, but you can, because our people have made friends all around the world. So now we have access through your immunity project to all the things that we need to survive and keep ourselves alive in the fall of one nation and the rise of another.
All right. Amen. All right. Yeah.
I just want to mention as well, if I may, brother, the head scientist to find a vaccine, her name is Dr. Kasmikia Corbett.
Yes.
Kasmikia Corbett. And she is noted for saying, and she's under attack for this, that when she looked at this, that this looked like black genocide to her.
That's
so
right.
That tell you something. So now, oftentimes we are saying we don't know what to believe, but one thing you know is that you can't believe these people. Dr. Aleem and Dr. Barbara Justice debated Fauci 30 years ago before NIH, that's the National Institute of Health, and defeated him on what interferon was capable of doing. And contrary to what we mentioned earlier, you can do clinical trials, and we have clinical trial going on right now with COVID-19. We have over 1,000, with interferon and how it addresses the COVID-19. We've been distributing interferon around the country. There are thousands of people now are using it. They are using the Paxlovid, which we say is interferon. Sister just remind me, but Paxlovid, interferon, bovine supplement, protein supplement, is you being used as a clinical trial. The clinical trial is just a report. Clinical trial is nothing spooky. It's just as a result of the people that are using the product and telling us what are the results of the product. I was just on a call with Dr. Aleem, and one of the mayors and her husband in South Carolina were in the hospital with COVID-19. They are out now and thriving strong. Nice. We've just been reaching out to the mayor of Atlanta to try to do the same thing. But we go on and on and on with the many people that we know who have become ill, stricken with COVID-19, but when we were able to get this Paxlovid to them, they are up and thriving, feeling better than they ever felt.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
That's awesome. Yeah. So and that actually, I know a while back when COVID-19 first started taking off and affecting a lot of people, they had a couple of things that some people have posted about the bovine, vaccine, and folks were like, no, that's fake news. And it's like, but then there's another thing that they said the Italians did a autopsy on an individual who passed from COVID-19. Remember, they said...
Your sound went out. I can't hear you.
Your sound went out, Geronimo.
Sound is out, Geronimo.
Check your sound, brother. Well, listen, while he... Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay, there we go.
Did I black out?
Yeah, your sound did. Your sound did. They shut you down, bro.
See? You see what I'm saying? Like, they don't want to hear it, bro. They don't want to hear it. And I don't know what you heard last, but
now, in Italy, they did an autopsy on the person. They did
the autopsy on the individual, right, with the who had passed from COVID-19. What they found out is it's not a virus, it's a bacteria that causes the blood clots. And the blood clots would get into the lungs, individuals can't breathe, they end up passing away. And what they gave the individuals there was aspirin. And the aspirin helped. They said 14,000 individuals ended up leaving and getting rid of the COVID-19 because those acts as a blood thinner, so it breaks up the clots. Now, I don't know, I wasn't able to, you try to find something, you can't find it past where you initially see it. But what do you think about that report? Like, I don't know if it's right or wrong, but you have more knowledge of the alpha interferon and how it works and whatnot. So that's why I'm asking you, my brother, how do you feel about, what are your thoughts on that report?
Well, based on that, I'm going to lean on the wisdom of my teachers and the brothers that I'm working with, and that is the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and Dr. Abdul Ali Muhammad. That is absolutely fake news. That is fake news and misinformation and disinformation. You're not getting rid of no virus with no aspirins, no Motrins, and no pills. Dr. Lee was just asked that question the other day on one of the streams. This is a virus that mutates. It's mutagenic, Dr. Lee says. That means that it changes forms. It was weaponized. He said, whoever weaponized this, they were very strategic. They weaponized it and they tied a lot of strains to it. They tied HIV to it. They tied tuberculosis to it. They tied many things to it. So it mutates and it moves and it dormants. It sleeps and it hides and it does those things. The only thing that seeks it out and does the same thing that it does, but is positive, and that is interferon. Interferon was designed and created to assist the immune system in destroying any kind of virus. Any kind of, not just COVID-19, and all of its strains. I don't care how many more it create. When it mutates, with its mutagenic nature, interferon does it right along with it. Finds it, seeks it out, cures it. Yeah, that's deep, right, brother? So that is really something. So, interferon does that. So hopefully, we can get more explanation.
Okay, he froze.
God willing, we'll be able to get him on the show soon, and he'd be able to break that down for you scientifically and medically, how it does that, how and what gives it the power to do that, and because people constantly ask him this again and again, well, are there any side effects? Can I take it if I got this? I got this kind of precondition or that kind of precondition. You can take it no matter what you got. There are no side effects. Only two side effects, if you want to call them side effects, is this. It may increase your appetite a little bit. And for men, it may increase your libido. So now if you want to call them side effects. Yes.
Those are the good side effects, bro.
Yes. That's right.
But you know, I was just looking, just you know, some surface knowledge research here, and so it appears that interferons are actually already they're in the body, and so I guess that Pax Immune or that alpha interferon, they say that it's the body's frontline virus fighter.
Right.
So it almost seems like what you're saying is, you know, Dr. Aleem, and with this Paxon, this interferon, it's more of a holistic approach. It's just
absolutely,
you know, naturally blending into what's already inside of us to activate fighting.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. It enhances and it boosts what the Creator already put in us. But because we live in an environment that we live in, you know, they say nowadays, you know, the food that we eat, you know, the things that we are consuming today, you know, they have so many, they don't have nowhere near the nutritional value that they used to have 40, 50 years ago. So now we have to go try to find organic stuff. And even the organic stuff, it would take, you know, 6 to 7 to 8, 9 different, you know, things of fruit to equal to one from 4 or 5 years ago. I mean, 40 to 50 years ago. So I'm just saying that as a small example of, because we are what we eat. So since we are what we eat, our immune systems don't have the same power that they once had because of the food and nutrition that we are intaking today, because our mouths are in our enemy's kitchens. Our mouths in his kitchens, we go to his hospitals, we go to all of his institutions, and this is why we need to do for ourselves. You know, so the interferon, again, brother, yes, it does booster exactly what you already have in our bodies to protect us from the things that will bring and do us harm.
Okay. Well, listen, I want to stay in the same spirit of this immune system and fight off these viruses, but I want to take it to the social realm now, because there's another pandemic.
Yes, sir.
Cancer that has always been on these shores that we know as racism. Mm-hmm. And it looks like there are Black militias rising up that we can say are the interferons.
Running interference.
And they are fighting off. It looks like they are ready and standing fast to fight off some of these things. Now, what I was going to say, and Brother Moose, for you and I, we spoke about this briefly regarding these two, one militia and one gun club.
Mm-hmm.
The gun club, somebody correct me if I'm wrong, it's called Only the Rich Sleep Late, or Only the Rich Sleep is for the Rich Gun Club. This is the young brother who he was just on CNN on Chris Cuomo show, but he was the one, and it's trending on the Facebook pages, where there were some protesters in I believe, is it Shreveport, Louisiana? It's in Louisiana. And there were some protesters, and there were some white folks who came out and they started harassing the protesters and snatching the signs from them and ripping them and really trying to agitate something. So a phone call was made, and this gun club came out, this young brother and the gun club, called Sleep is for the Rich. And they came out strapped legally and ran them out. And so that's the gun club, and they got worldwide acclaim because they were interviewed after that. And the brother made some very valid points. And he said they stand on two principles. They stand on one principle, and they said, their method and their whole mission, it's not rocket scientists. You're either for good or for evil. And so that's one. But then we have this Black militia called the NFAC. I'm not going to use the actual swear word, but it's the Not Effing Around Coalition. And if you look at the video, I have it on my timeline as well. Their intel received a message by and through someone in the Klan that they were going to attempt to assassinate the head of that coalition. I forget the brother's name. Well, he put out a call to his members. They went to the headquarters in Stone Mountain of the KKK, 1,000 strong, legally armed. They were their former ex-military, you know, military folks. So they're all well-trained and not just in shooting, but in just tactical wise. And I guess I bring all of this up because for those of us who were not naive, we knew that something like this was going to happen. It was only a matter of time. And I said this before, Brother Lucifer, you correct me if I'm wrong. Even Brother Malcolm in The Ballot or The Bullet alluded to to some of these things that we are seeing now. Whereas, and let me just say this, the vote is powerful, yes, but the vote alone is not enough. And I've always said you have to put, there has to be money. There are other moving pieces. You just can't rest your laurels on one particular thing. And I just highlight the vote. I'm not picking on the vote. But, you know, we also have to look at candidates who are speaking to our issues, and we have to own them. We have to support them. This is why, and I've said this, in Dean Geronimo, you know I sound like a broken record when I say this. This is why some of these politicians, a lot of these white folks, they come into our churches clapping off beat, acting like they love our music because they want our vote. And once we feel that we can identify with a white dude who comes onto a show and plays a saxophone and wears shades, we think that he's for us. But little do we know that because we really don't have any fiduciary power behind that candidate, you know, they take our vote, they get into where they want to go, but then they move and they are able to be swayed by other parties. Right. And so there are some moving pieces. I also think, and Mustafa, you said this, and I'm going to paraphrase, you said everybody has a role to play. Everybody. There are people on the ground. There are people in the courts. We use our voting power. There are people in politics, people in the synagogue, in the temple, in the mosque, speaking that truth to power. So everybody has a role to play. All things, there's not one definitive answer. Well, there is the true and living Most High, but through these avenues is how I believe we tap into him and use him.
Right.
Any thoughts, Dean Mustafa?
Go ahead, my brother.
Well, just briefly, the one definitive answer is the truth. And that is our Savior. You know, I believe wholeheartedly that the truth is our Savior, but there are a lot of things that we need to consider. In considering, making those considerations, we have to recognize and realize that our biggest goal should be our unity and our separation from a centuries-long enemy that has controlled our existence and our destiny. Zygmunt Brzezinski, that's Mika's father on MSNBC.
Yeah. I know where you're going with this, by the way.
Yeah. Zygmunt Brzezinski,
about the control of people. Go ahead.
He said it's easier to kill 1 million people than to control. I don't know if you had the opportunity to read, but some years ago in the late 1970s, the Trilateral Commission, who Zygmunt Brzezinski sat as one of the top officials on, the Trilateral Commission wrote the Global 2000 report. And the Global 2000 report, the reason for it was world population control. World population control which we find ourselves dealing with today in the midst of COVID-19 and many other things. Just briefly, the Trilateral Commission report on the Global 2000 said that they needed more pestilence, more disease, more famine, more wars, more bloodshed, more natural disasters, and they were going to do everything in their power to create them and to manage them so they can call the planet of billions to control the population from useful eaters. And these are the words today that we find with Bill Gates, Linda Gates, Mr. Fauci, and these people. This is the mindset. This is what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan just got finished speaking on the 4th of July. Now, if you haven't had the opportunity to hear his words on the 4th of July, I suggest that you go to NOI.org and you play the minister's speech on the 4th of July. But earlier I mentioned that he is the epitome of confirmation. The words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, he is being heard worldwide. He has never been called a liar. We can trust him. And though we are a people that are universal and we are all over the globe and we are dealing with a diverse problem, though we say we don't carry as much as a penknife of those who follow the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, but like Malcolm said, we don't turn the other cheek. We fight with those who fight with us, but we don't carry weapons. But if you will attack us, we will fight like hell to defend ourselves and our families and our community. So I applaud those brothers that stood up to protect those sisters. I remember the ones that you were talking about. They're out protesting and they came out and threatened them. And those young brothers were veterans as well.
Yeah.
They were veterans as well. I heard the young brother talking. They were veterans as well. And in the past, the minister said, a lot of our brothers have been trained in the U.S. military that we need to come home and not fight these wars abroad for our open enemy, because those people have done nothing to us. And these people go abroad and they create this division like they did amongst us within our own communities. But we need to come home and defend our own communities. And I conclude on this note, we need to separate. Separation is the order of the day. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us that separation was more important than prayer. He said we need to teach separation harder than we teach prayer, because our biggest problem is being integrated in with an open enemy that Dr. King finally said to Harry Belafonte, "I believe that I have integrated my people in a burning house."
Well, let me say this, because I know there are going to be people who are going to reply, or they're going to feel uncomfortable based on what you just say. But I make the argument to your point that by and large, we are already separated in many ways. Right. You know, we didn't create that. We didn't, that wasn't our doing. Mm-hmm. And so I'm of the mindset, as you just eloquently laid out, quoting the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I'm in the mindset of let's accommodate them. We have what we need in our own communities. Yeah. We have everything we need. I'm totally for that in terms of, you know, now I do know, and I know that on the back of the final call where it says, what is it? What the Muslims want? Is that what?
Yes, sir. What the Muslims want, what the Muslims believe.
Right. And it pinpoints everything in terms of, mm-hmm. you know, even helping us after we've given so many hundreds of years of free chattel slavery, of free help, sweat, blood, and equity to build up the country. I mean, listen, I'm all for that. And I say this because I know that there are people in my congregation watching. They already know how I feel, but I know many of them probably feel a little uncomfortable about that. Mm-hmm. But I always make the argument, we are already, in many respects, we are already separated. The farther right. people think our brothers is argue, no, I live in a multicultural, most Black folk already are separated. So since we are, why mm-hmm. not enhance and build upon within our own communities? It's a sad commentary, Mustafa and Geronimo, that most Black communities do not have a real supermarket. We don't have a hospital. You know, this isn't something that's just in, you know, that happened in our town. This is happening all over, or it has happened all over. We're being priced out and moved out by and through gentrification. So we're being even more divided in terms of those of us who want to be in this multicultural society. But gentrification in itself, the way it's practiced, creates division because uh-huh. it prices out the natives of the community, knowing good well that they can't afford the little boutiques and the shops and all these things that go up in our community. So since we see this and we've been living this, why not call it out for what it is, what was just expressed, and why not build and enhance the communities that we live in, or we lobby for some land of our own. So, I mean, you know, that's just my thought, but, you know, who am I?
Yes, sir. I just want to make mention, too, we can't forget Tulsa, Oklahoma, which was a wonderful example of what we was dealing with. We also can't forget, you know, history is best qualified for research. In 1863, I believe it was, at the time of independence, it wasn't until 2 years later, I think in 1865, that the Union soldiers had to go down to Texas to free our people from chattel slavery.
Yes, sir.
And then after that, it was the South and the North came together in a very controversial presidential election that you can read about in this book, The Secret Relationships Between Blacks and Jews. Yes. The North and the South came together and they made a deal. You know, they made a deal to return us systematically back into virtually chattel slavery, you know, and that's why they withdrew the troops in the South. And then the Ku Klux Klan came to birth and they destroyed not only Tulsa, Oklahoma, but they destroyed 60 towns that we had independently built. We had acquired more agricultural land than the Caucasian himself. But we only have 2% of that today. Sure. If that now, that was a few years ago. You know, so that would tell you the historical examples. And a lot of people of our people, I understand how they don't want to separate from their slave master. Or the slave master's children. But mind you, you know, we are the United States of America. They went over and they carved out a land that did not belong to them, which was occupied Palestine, and they gave it to those Europeans that they called Jews. They gave them that land, and the United States has been economically supporting them since the 1940s. However, all the so-called Europeans that called themselves Jews, they didn't migrate to that land. So I'm just using that as an example that when we do separate, because we will, that's in God's plan. It's written, it's in the book. You know, it's not about those people there that usurped and supplanted what we're talking about. It's about us right here. We're the only ones that have been held in bondage for a period of time of over 400 and something years, 465 years. So we will be separated, but all don't have to come. It's just like all didn't go to that land there, you know. All won't separate and come to an independent Black nation with our own, either on this land base or another. All won't come, but I'm sure many will. But those that don't come, would you feel more comfortable amongst your open enemy who have been killing you for the last 465 years at every chance that he can, who has right now a genocidal plot against killing you? Sure, he's sacrificing some of his own, but he intended to kill us as a people with these biological weapons and diseases aimed at us. So we are dying at an alarming rate, and we're going into their hospitals and they're killing us one by one. There was a sister on with Dr. Aileen last night that belonged to an independent Black woman's business organization. And she said out of 1,000 members in their organization in New York City amongst these businesses, well, 5% of them had already died from COVID-19. But all it takes is just a little bit of information. You have the answer. God has already delivered it. But he has not delivered it through your enemy. So you can't go to your enemy for prevention or treatment. You must come to your own. So we offer the olive branch, and we say trust in God and prevent this disease from killing you or your family. Yes, sir, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Geronimo?
Well, ain't nothing to be said after that. You just dropped the mic on that thing. Drop the mic, bro. Just drop the mic.
Yeah. But, you know, and just to add, and we're about to close. We're actually coming up in a minute. But, you know, we have to, and I cannot stress this enough, that we have to fight this thing on all fronts.
Right.
Because we're being attacked on all fronts.
Right.
Again, socially, biologically, through legislation, through law enforcement, you know, they just, we know about the issue about the police, that their walkie-talkies were hot and they were chafing at the bit. They couldn't wait to get out and start, you know, shooting and killing Black folk. This is what they said. This is what they were saying to each other. You know, I mean, and now that's just one incident that happened because the walkie-talkies were hot. We are foolish to think that that's an isolated incident. This is discussions talked across throughout all squad cars when they go out on the beat. We know this, at least we should. And so, you know, there are being attacks launched from all fronts. So once again, I'm just going to repeat this, that we have to do our part in our respective stations in life. Some of us can multitask to, yes, get to the polls. Let's figure out how to create super PACs, local super PACs within our own community to insulate ourselves, buying through the politics on a local level. Let's, you know, take care of ourselves. Let's look more in and do research on these holistic approaches to combat this virus. Let's start reading more books about who we are. Let's start learning, really learning about our true selves and who we are and who we belong to and what our mission is as people, and stop following after those who do not have our best interest at heart. And now is the time to close ranks and galvanize. And I think the needle is slightly moving just a little bit. Before we close, well, you know what? Maybe for our next talk, I want to talk about, there's a manifesto, and we'll leave it here. There's a manifesto of this movement, Black Lives Matter. I suggest you go onto their website and read the mission statement. It's very interesting, very interesting. And I'll leave it there. Brother Mustafa, hold that up, sir. Put that in the camera. Let us see.
That's your Paxamune. I just want to urge you all to get that, if I may close out with a couple of comments. Yeah, there you go.
Now, how do you take that in droplets? What is that?
Yes, you take it, spray it in the back of your throat. Or you can spray it in your nose. It gets into your system very quickly. All right? Back of your throat, Dr. Aileen explains, and the instructions explains how it gets into your immune system very, very quickly. All right?
Okay.
You can contact us, and we can help you or direct you on how you can get this, and you need this immediately in your household to protect yourself. And you will also need, one thing that we didn't touch on and that was the connection with 5G with COVID-19. That's another session that would come. Maybe we could touch on that next time. But we are building a movement. We need a movement to save our people. And this is one of the things that we can use to protect our people so our people can get out and save our people, police our own community, so we can dominate locally and build globally. So with that, I would hope that you would reach out to us and that you would get yours and that you would help spread the word and we can build this movement to save our community on a local level and correlate with our brothers and sisters on a global level. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. Go ahead and give out a number where they can call at least. And you can give me the rest of the information and we'll put it up.
Right. You can call area code 908-548-3006. Mm-hmm. Or email Mustafa, that's M-U-S-T-A-P-H-A, Muhammad, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D, 15, at gmail.com. That's Mustafa Muhammad 15 at gmail.com, 908-548-3006. And we will answer your questions about the Paxamil, and we can help you and assist you. And you can become a part of this movement, and we can protect ourselves so you can move freely and survive what they are attacking us with. All right?
Yes, thank sir.
You. We appreciate Indeed. You. Thank you so much.
Thank you, brother. It's been an honor. All right.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. And it's been a pleasure. And before we close out, Geronimo.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. What's your closing remarks, sir?
You know what? We appreciate the brother for dropping those gems on us this evening, man. And hopefully they take hold to more than just us. I mean, you know, we got a whole bunch of people that watch it. Listen, think, and take it in so that what the brother's saying is not said in vain. You know what I mean? We going to get there like he said. Everybody's not meant to take that ride. So some people will be there. The invitation will still be open.
That's right.
But at the same time, if you're not ready to ride right now, we see you when you get there. You know what I mean? So, brother, we appreciate you. Thank you.
Well, brother.
Got the number, bro. We got the email. We're getting in touch with you. Rap a little bit more, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. All right. So, listen, we are going to close out once again. We thank our guest, Mustafa Muhammad, for breaking bread with us and sharing information with us. And I really appreciate how this show went. We didn't waste no time, did we, Geronimo? We got right to it.
Good stuff. Right. It was good stuff. What's up, brother Mustafa?
What's going on, General?
Good stuff, man. This was good stuff. I'm going to need a bottle of that. I need a bottle of that.
Yes, you do, for you and that lovely family of yours.
Right. And so, listen, with that, we are going to close. But if you have something that you want to talk about, remember, reach out to us. Let's talk about it. When's our next show? Go right ahead, brother.
You know what? That's a good question. Are we doing it in one or are we doing it in two? You know what I mean? So if we do it in 1 week, we'll be back on the 16th. If we do it in two,
all right,
we'll be back on the 23rd. And, you know, I got to say it before I leave. Walk outside your front door, man. It's showtime and the world is your stage. Just make sure the people are not watching the rehearsal, all right?
All right. All right. And with that, we're going to say peace.
Peace. Hey, you know what? 9 o'clock, man. Make sure y'all keep it locked here to BKS1 Radio, man. They're doing a head-to-head. It's the Stylistics versus the Delphonics.
Uh-oh.
Yes, sir. It's going down.
Hey, listen. Mustafa, do you want to promote your podcast as well before we go?
Yes, we will be on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. That is on the Purpose of Closure Blog Talk Radio. Purpose of Closure.
Okay.
Blog Talk Radio. The show is called The Time. It will be on Blog Talk Radio. That's 11 a.m. this Saturday. Dr. Ali Muhammad himself will be speaking. I will be on there with my grandson, my co-host. That is Jahad, the millennial god.
All right. No, 11 a.m.
Yes, sir.
All right, bro.
And with that, we will say peace, and we'll see you next time.
Peace.
Peace.
Peace. Peace.